Inflation has hit a five-year high, coming in at 6.5% year-on-year in May. This is mainly driven by rising food and petrol prices, further pushing CPI above the SARB's target range of 3 to 6%. So just how much pressure does this put on the Reserve Bank? Joining me now with greater insight is senior economist at BNP Paribas South Africa, Jeff Schultz. Thank you for the time, as always, Jeff. I mean, inflation was expected to breach that 6% upper limit of the SARB's inflation target range, but 6.5%, it kind of feels like our inflation is going at the speed of a BMW that's irritated by the course of driving in front of it. Did you expect this fast an acceleration?
Indeed. I mean, I think the pace of increase, particularly in foodstuffs inflation, I think surprised most analysts to the upside today. We saw a 2.2% month-on-month rise in CPI food prices, and that was really seen predominantly in breads and cereals and oils and other fats. That really grew at very, very substantial pace, and I think largely reflective of very high levels of international food prices that we're seeing across the board right now, exacerbated by the war in Russia and Ukraine.
Mm. All right, you talk about, you know, the foodstuffs surprising to the upside, but also we look at those transport costs as well, still a major contributor, and just, you know, proving the impact of that. StatsSA says, without the impact of fuel in May, the headline rate falls to 5.1% from 6.5%. Earlier on, I came across a note from ANZ Research saying that European sanctions have yet to kick in and that there's only been a limited drop in Russian fuel supply to Europe. How dire then could the situation get for South Africa?
Look, I think you know, you're correct in saying fuel prices are a major contributor to headline inflations right now in the country. And this is largely out of our control, exacerbated by the war that we're seeing in Russia-Ukraine, but also extremely tight international oil markets. And what I mean by tight is that you've got a combination of still robust, relatively robust global demand conditions coupled with supply, so very, very tight levels of supply that have been made worse by the war. And as a result, a combination of still robust demand and very tight levels of supply means that the risk to higher oil prices over the next couple of quarters is very, very real. And that matters for an oil importer like South Africa, which is largely at the mercy of what happens globally. So unfortunately, the outlook for domestic fuel prices doesn't look good. The under-recovery in fuel prices remains very large, and that's even with some of the fuel price levy reprieve that the National Treasury and the Department of Energy has given the SA consumer over the last couple of months. And even with that, we're still talking about fuel prices that are probably going to rise further over the next couple of months.
Mm. So inflation risks really do still remain to the upside. So we've had this 50 basis point hike from the SARB at their last MPC meeting. How aggressive then does the SARB need to get to tame this inflation? Does it mean that the 50 basis point rate hikes will become the new normal? Or should the SARB become as bold as the Fed?
Look, I think there's a bunch of things to consider here for the central bank. Lots of moving parts. Of course, we have a US Federal Reserve that has stepped up the pace, as you say, 75 basis points worth of hike that was delivered earlier this month. We're anticipating another 75 basis point hike out of the Fed in July. If you add to that the fact that CPI in South Africa is probably going to breach 7% from June and probably remain sticky at around that 7% level until the fourth quarter of this year, it puts the SARB in a very uncomfortable position from an inflation targeting standpoint. So our view right now is that the SARB is at a minimum going to keep with a 50 basis point pace of hike in each of the remaining three meetings this year. But I think post today's CPI upside surprise, I think we cannot fully rule out that the SARB may have to step up the pace to 75 basis points.
7%. I mean, that's a lot to take in for the inflation picture going forward, Jeff. So, I mean, there are lots of worries around recession, you know, as the central banks become more aggressive in trying to tame inflation. Could we face then our own, you know, fears of recession in South Africa?
Look, I think this is what global financial markets are grappling with at the moment. To what extent do central banks have to raise interest rates to keep second round inflation effects under control, but at the same time manage that against a still relatively fragile economic backdrop? And I think that's kind of the conundrum that this SARB faces itself, in terms of balancing the growth risks alongside much higher inflation risks moving forward. As the SARB governor, I think, has repeatedly said, there's no virtue in higher inflation. So the SARB's view is that the structural constraints in the economy, with regards to lack of electricity supply, with regards to the problems that we have in our ports, is not the role of the central bank to manage. The role of the central bank, its primary mandate is price stability, and that protects the poor. Mm. And that really is what this comes down to, is curbing inflation enough so that we can put enough disposable income back in consumers' pockets at the end of the day. Yeah. That might require some further pain for the SA consumer, particularly the leveraged South African consumer going forward. Mm. But unfortunately, it's a necessary evil in order to contain the extent of price pressure in the economy. Mm. We are anticipating that is going to have an impact on consumption spending, and certainly our growth forecast for next year, we believe, reflects that, where we only see growth of around 1.1% next year for the South African economy, unfortunately.
Mm. Really stuck between a rock and a hard place. Lastly, Jeff, I think we've got about 20 seconds. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about the Reserve Bank needing to lower the inflation target. Is this the right time for those conversations, and what would be more comfortable levels?
Look, it's a tough one at the moment, because we've got inflation that's probably going to struggle to anchor back towards 4.5% until probably early 2024. So the sacrifice ratio to really push inflation back, or at least inflation lower to, let's say, a 3% target, is going to be much greater right now than what we had, let's say, 12 or 18 months ago. That being said, I don't think there's any easy time for a change lower in the inflation target. And certainly I think that is what the governor of the South African Reserve Bank has been arguing for, is that South Africa needs to be globally competitive from a pricing perspective, and as a result, we should lower the inflation target. So this is kind of the conundrum that the National Treasury faces as the ultimate decider on whether or not we need to lower the target.
Yeah, very, very tight rope indeed. Well, thank you very much for your time and insights, Jeff. That was Jeff Schultz from BNP Paribas South Africa.